know, they're trying to take away the pass. So, you know, got a check to a run, and that was the what I was supposed to do. And offensive line did a good job. Rashad did a good job getting that end zone, big touchdown right there. Yeah, you know, we got down there, and three runs to get in the end zone. So that's what we had to do. They're taking away the pass. It was gonna be tough to throw it versus the solid defense they were playing right there. And we were gonna need to run it in, and offensive line guys did a good job. Again, big huge touchdown, getting 7 points right there, 9-7 for a field goal. Well, they did a good job. They did a good job getting a pass rush, showing multiple looks, then bailing out, kind of having seven guys in the box, and then bailing out and playing, kind of undercut man, doubling guys. So they did a good job, taking away, a couple of our receivers, and, we got a few things, but, we didn't get to, we had an opportunity to get the ball down the field much. They did a good job. Getting some pressure, they got a good D line, and it's just tough to get into a great rhythm and hit a bunch of big plays. Yeah, big play right there by Landon, and obviously offensively we hadn't done a whole lot, and had a turnover the first, second play of the game, which is never good, but defense is giving up a touchdown, and so we were down, and big play right there. We drove down, we got a field goal to make it 10-3, but Landon getting the interception, and then also put it in the end zone, going ahead and scoring right there. Huge play to tie up the game, and kind of switch the momentum for us a little bit. What's it? You'll have to ask him. So, I thought he made some nice plays. They did a good job kind of, keeping two guys to his side most of the day. They weren't going to let him, get going. And, but he made some nice catches, versus not really ideal coverages where, you might get the ball, but he, had to throw it in some tight spots, and he made some big time catches for us. I think it's just more about the character and just knowing that he wants to be out there. He's going to give it his all and, play injured and do whatever he's got to do to be there for his teammates, for his team, and go out there and play well.
Eli, Greg Falcott, Fox News. I got to ask, this is going viral on the web. Are you really using Trump as an audible on the line?
Trump. No Trump call. So we have something very similar, but no. It was not a Trump, so not an audible this week.
You weren't leaning one way or another.
No, nothing there.
You came out much later in the week than the Rams did. I was wondering if you thought that had anything to do with the slow start at all.
I don't think so. I think I think it's just a matter that they had an away game in Detroit. They didn't want to fly all the way back to LA to come all the way over here. It'd be a long flight. So I thought we had a good week of practice. In the States, kind of our normal Wednesday and Thursday practice where we got all our work done and keep it as normal as possible, then came out here. So I thought, obviously it didn't affect our defense, very much. Four turnovers and doing a great job offensively. I think we were ready. I think guys felt good. We just didn't play, as well as we needed to, but hey, we didn't make too many mistakes and didn't make it easy for their offense, and defense was playing well, so we stayed patient and give them credit. Their defense played well, had a good plan.
You were here back in 2007 for the first London game at Wembley. How does this compare? How much do you remember of that?
Yeah, I think it's great to be back. I thought the experience was smoother this time, just with all the logistics going into the week. Being here, Twickenham, and great facility, great stadium. The fans were wonderful. I thought maybe I had a little better feel when to cheer at the right times, and understanding of the game, the field. I thought was much better than last time. So definitely, I thought it was a smoother operation, and it was a great environment to play a football game. I hope all the fans enjoyed the day as well. Yeah, I thought we had a good bit of Giants fans here. So I don't know how it got split up between the Rams and the Giants, but definitely seemed like a little bit like a home game in the fact that the fans are cheering when you're making big plays, where obviously in a regular away game that wouldn't be the case.